In each installment of Bay Birds, we like to highlight the natural wonders in and around San Francisco Bay. But our bay isn't just an isolated habitat. It's one important link in a series of habitats that birds, other wildlife, and humans depend on. Snowmelt from the Sierra Nevada mountains provide much of the water we drink. The Central Valley provides quite a bit of our agriculture, and the birds we see are usually just migrants stopping by. Because our natural landscape is connected by more than just roads, environmental degradation in one part of our state impacts us all, even if it isn't nearby. This is Michael Ziegler from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon, with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, we look at the water shortage in the Klamath River Basin. Welcome to Bay Birds. The Klamath River begins its journey in southern Oregon, snaking into Northern California before meeting the Pacific Ocean in Del Norte County. Many businesses, groups, and individuals have laid claim to much of the productive areas around the Klamath River, known as the Klamath Basin. PacifiCorp, an energy company based out of Portland, Oregon, is one of the major stakeholders in the Klamath Basin, owning 7 hydroelectric dams along the Klamath River and its tributaries. As of 2006, PacifiCorp's license to 4 of these dams expired, and environmentalists saw an opening to help restore one of the most productive salmon runs in California. In the winter of 2010, an agreement was reached by PacifiCorp and many of the stakeholders in the Klamath Basin to remove the 4 unlicensed dams. Not only did PacifiCorp agree to remove the dams, but they also agreed to help with the subsequent restoration of the Klamath Basin. Slated for removal in 2020, the 4 dams looked like they were coming down, as long as Congress gave the plan their blessing. March 31, 2012 was Congress's deadline for approval. And now that the deadline has come and passed, we still have yet to hear from Congress, and the approval of the dam's removal is still in limbo. While demolition and restoration crews are standing by, awaiting Congress's answer, our California wildlife is silently suffering as the dams are still in place. Although the dam removal and restoration plans were aimed towards improving salmon runs in the Klamath River, it looks like migratory birds will also appreciate the dam removals. The Klamath National Wildlife Refuge, a 50,000-acre refuge established in 1908 by President Theodore Roosevelt, is a major stopping point for more than 2 million migratory birds. Normally flooded, the limited rainfall this year, in conjunction with dams and water diversion for irrigation, has dried up the wetlands on the refuge, and many migratory birds are feeling its effects. More than 20,000 birds have died at the Lower Klamath National Wildlife Refuge since February of this year, the worst die-off at the refuge in a decade. Many attribute the large death toll to the trickle of water feeding into the refuge, only flooding about half the refuge. The reduced water flow has caused many of the migratory waterfowl, such as the American coot, the American widgeon, and the northern pintail, to concentrate in a much smaller area, leading to an increase in disease transmission, most notably avian cholera. Over 3,500 dead birds were removed from February 21st to April 7th, and volunteers are working frantically to remove the remains of the diseased birds from the refuge to further reduce disease transmission. Although their efforts are noble, volunteers can't save these birds by themselves. Audubon California has been working in collaboration with the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation to release more water into the Lower Klamath Wildlife Refuge, but they need more help. Voice your support for our amazing migratory birds by emailing the U.S. Secretary of Interior, Ken Salazar, asking to send more water to the refuge to prevent a major migratory bird disaster. Audubon California has already drafted a customizable email to be sent to Ken Salazar at their website at ca.audubon.org. If you enjoy the annual cycle of bird migrations here in our area, please take a step to ensure their survival throughout their migratory route. That's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito in Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Michael Ziegler from Conservation Corps North Bay and the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.